Welcome to the Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harkin, a family biker in Washington, D.C., mom of two boys, and founder of the D.C. Family Biking Facebook group. Please enjoy the episode.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about your favorite gadgets for family bikers. Let's just get started. Tell me about your bike.
Absolutely. So I ride just about every day with my nearly three-year-old. I've been riding with him since he was about 8 months, which is a little earlier than they say maybe you should, but I was super eager. He seems ready. So I got myself it's a work cycle freight. I ordered it from a guy in Amsterdam who builds them. It's like a super heavy-duty cargo bike. But I mean, it has enabled us to every day we ride into his daycare, which is also at where I work. We can get a week's worth of groceries on there with him and just the two of us make that happen. So it's really enabled us to have a very free life and to be able to move about very easily.
That's awesome. Does your partner ride as well?
So she does ride, but she has not taken on this particular behemoth yet. I think she's much more comfortable letting me handle that. So she's often riding along beside us on a green public commuter bike. But,
oh, cute. I love
but
that.
But she is definitely with us much of the time when we're out and about.
Yeah, my husband has not ever. Well, maybe he's ridden the bike one time. But yeah, these family bikes are gigantic. Well, okay, great. So tell me about the Tucano Urbano Opossum.
This is my secret weapon. So I'm in a forum for the kind of bike that I have on Facebook. There's just a group where people have like questions about how the bike works, and the guy who makes them will answer them. And someone one day posted a photo, and in that photo, they had their kid in the bike seat and this like faux fur lined cover, this like how this child was encased in. And everyone in the comments is like, what is that thing? And so this person posted a link, and it turns out this product is made by this Italian company that mostly makes like motorcycle apparel. But they also make these like pouches that you can attach to any regular old child seat. Like, I've got a Yes Maxi, which is like that orange one that everyone has, and you attach it to that. And like in cold weather, it totally blocks wind and insulates. In rainy weather, it's got this hood that you can put up over the child so he stays totally dry. It's basically like if you are out and about in any kind of weather where it's under 50 degrees or it's rainy, this ensures that like your kiddo can have a comfortable ride. So we've been down to, I think, 17 degrees is our minimum for our commute so far. And he really stays comfortable. He stays tucked in. It's hard to get because I think people, the idea in the States is like, why would you be biking with a child if the weather is bad? This is clearly a recreational activity. So why would you engage in it if the weather is bad and it won't be fun? But you can order it through like, there's this like, German scooter company that if you Google the product marketing, you will find, and like they will ship it to the US. So it's a real pain to get, unfortunately. And my hope is like there will be just this recognition that there's a market for this in the US and that people will start making things like this here or getting this one over here. But it really helps like to move him around in cold weather and have him be comfortable. And a lot of people stop me and ask me, like, you know, what is that? Where did you get that? And so I'm happy to help people know that that's out there.
Yeah, it's totally adorable too, the way it looks.
It is very cute.
It
seems very nice. Like, you know, he stays dry and he stays warm and I don't, but that's okay. That's the way it should go. The great thing is that there was also, for when he was really young, I had him up front in one of those front seats, and they had a model for that too. Now he's in the back and he's the back seat. So the only downside is that once he's in the pouch and secure, it's harder for him to access his snack. So that's the challenge we deal with. You know, on a rainy day, especially the way I have him closed off, he can't get his hands to his mouth. That can be disappointing, but we get through it.
It's not that far. You can do it.
He's sealed off.
You can make it. Okay, well, tell me about, I don't even know how to say this, Claridges?
So my Dutch is not spectacular. I think it's Clarice. I think that I-J-S is ice. So this is another, and again, like European stuff, but they're the people who really do family biking on a level that we just don't do here yet. And so many of the products that make it super accessible are actually a little bit inaccessible because they're centered over there. But the Clarice pannier, like most of the panniers I've had in my life, you put on the bike and then you take off the bike when you get to your destination and it's your bag. And it's like you have like a single pannier, maybe you have two panniers, whatever. This thing is really just kind of like, it's an open bag on either side of your rack. It stretches across the top of your rack. So there's a bag on either side. And it stays on, it's Velcroed in place, and no one's ever tried to steal it from me yet. And it's just an open bag that you can just drop a backpack into. Or you go get groceries, and you drop some groceries into it. And because there's one on each side, it's just, you can carry a lot of stuff. They put up with a lot of abuse. But it's the way I move through the world with my kiddo. Like, I've got his backpack. Like, and his backpack has all, like, the stuff I need to go out with him. And this was especially true back when he was in diapers. But even without that, there's just, you need stuff to be able to get sometimes.
Right.
And so I just grab his backpack when I go, and I just drop it into the pannier. And then we go to the grocery store, and I just drop the grocery bag in there or whatever else. And so because it's not meant to be a bag that you carry onto itself, it's just so much more flexible in how you use it than I think a lot of other pannier that try to be that bag. And then you have to, like, move things between your bike bag and non-bike bag.
Right, right.
And for me, that's when I lose things. And so this just takes that out of there. You take your non-bike bag, and you just drop it in your bike bag, and you're off. So I tend to love those.
So now, does that fit with the baby seat in the back? How does that work?
I can send a photo of the setup I've got right now because it took some work. And actually, I will say, when he was up front, I had the extra large model of those panniers, and I had to downscale to the large model of those. The seat back there. And definitely you need a pretty long rack to accommodate it. And if you're going to be loading up that kind of weight, you also need a rack that can bear that kind of weight. So it takes a certain amount of power. You're not just going to take like a regular hybrid that you might have and put both the child seat and the bags on there. But if you have something that's a little sturdier, that's a little cargo oriented, then I think these have been fantastic. And I see tons of people out there with like these long tail Yubas and things like that. And some of those may be like a good candidate for this kind of thing where you have the space for it. Yeah, my setup I've got on top of my rack, I've got like a little rack extender that Yep makes that sort of pushes out farther back and allows me to accommodate them.
Oh, cool. All right. That's awesome. Well, send me the information about that thing too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And then the last thing you have is a lock.
Yes. And super basic. But this particular style of lock it has really been freeing for me. So I should say it's a Kryptonite New York noose chain lock. And what noose means there is that the very last link on the chain is actually a big circle. And you can pass one end of the lock through that other circle, and then you pull it all the way through, and it forms a really tight noose around, a sign, a bike rack, whatever thing you're steering to. But that gives you essentially 3 feet of rope that you can attach to the lock, and to give a lot of positional flexibility. You don't necessarily have to be right up against the thing, which is good if you've got like a big bike like I do with like a big front basket, or if you're parking to something weird, it's incredibly heavy, but once you're carrying it around, I find like I've just sort of given up on counting and given up on the idea that my bike will be light. I have a separate bike for that, and that's great fun for, you know, some weekends. But like, if I'm going to pick up groceries with my bike and I'm going to be hauling my 30-pound toddler along with it, what's an extra 10 pounds of lock? And this is indestructible. So,
The forget about it. I wish I had known about this one because I do like the functionality of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of places where it's just if I had a shorter lock, I would have, or one where I needed to like have it form a loop that ends at the lock itself, it would be a lot harder for me to really position the bike. So just the options of this thing in a chaotic city where you never know what you're going to be locking up to and how close you're going to be able to get to it. And like, I worked in a place where the bike racks were those terrible, like comb style racks where like you put your front wheel into it kind of thing. And there would have been no way for me to actually lock up my bike unless I had something that had that kind of great reach and that kind of great positional flexibility. So I evangelize about that one for people who are taking a cargo bike that, like, one, they need, like, rock-solid security on, and two, they may just, like, it may be an unwieldy bike. So those are my sort of, like, secret weapon for unwieldy bikes, which a lot of family bikes can be.
Yeah, I have to say that, like, my biggest advice is always lock your bike. I can't tell you how many people I've seen, like, oh, I was just running in, or I was always lock your bike, always lock your bike, always lock your bike.
I've been in D.C. for long enough that I would not attempt that.
How far is your commute?
I am very, very lucky. I live maybe 2.5 pretty flat miles from where I work and where my kid is at daycare. Pretty good roads in between.
And the bike's not electrified. I forgot to ask you that.
It is not. One day I would love to do that. And there, like, one day there's an aftermarket kit that I have my eye on that I will put on there. But I think for me in the short term, just getting the bike was the top priority. And that was the kind of bike that I wanted. And they do an electric model that they can sell in Europe, but they don't sell the electric model in the States. But I just wanted that bike. So one day I'll put a motor on there. But in the meantime, it's just me getting a workout.
That's awesome. Well, I would love to hear if you have a favorite family biking memory that you'd like to share.
I mean, it's not any specific thing, although we've had a lot of great moments of just like, you know, one day it was a really nice day. We had some time and I just biked with the kiddo down to Kingman Island, and we just got to, like, getting there was a really pleasant bike ride through Capitol Hill. And then once we got there, just sort of like riding up and parking, it made everything very nice and simple. There are a lot of places we go to that are just like, when you have a car, the overhead of getting in and out is incredibly difficult. Going to the zoo with him, you know, we actually put a stroller in the pannier and biked up to the zoo. And it was just, you know, locked up right on Connecticut Avenue. And there we were, and just in and out. So a lot of things like that just really make life so much more fun when you don't have to worry about parking or transit schedules or managing a stroller on the bus, which is its own set of challenges. So I have a lot of like small, like non-momentous memories of just going places with my kiddo and having it be really pleasant, having the journey be part of what's enjoyable.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again for taking the time to chat with me, and I'll let you know when this is ready.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. You can find links to the gadgets in our show notes or at the website www.niftygadgetsforfamilybikers.com. Please share the podcast with other bikers and review the podcast when you have a minute. See you soon.